Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. Some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
A quesadilla with some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but
sticks?
It's like so little, just... the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
oh, like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
It's free to join, and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products, too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
gift. Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
In
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
Accessible way.
Hate to break it to
Finally,
you,
a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
Company script
intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Did you tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Financially responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of daddies. A dimension of dungeons. You're moving into a land of rats who talk and rats who can't talk. Of good ideas and terrible dice rolls. You've just crossed over into the doo-doo zone. Consider the scene before you. Four fathers from another world attempting to break their childless friend out of a maximum security penitentiary. The woman who stands in their way is an elk with glasses, suspenders, and a strong distaste for billionaires. Having just failed to convince her to release their friend peacefully, a fight has broken out. But unbeknownst to them, just under their feet, the very subject of all this conflict sleeps soundly next to an enthusiastic but silent rat. And this complete dum-dum, who was nearly free before he decided to waltz back into a room full of sleeping gas, is about to wake up. But unlike the mornings after many of his other countless benders, he won't be waking up to a world of day-old tequila, dank kush, and three missed messages from his little boy. No, today Glenn Close wakes up in the doo-doo zone.
What's up, all you cowboys and cucumbers?
What the fuck?
It's Jody on the roadie, and today on this long stretch of pavement, I haven't seen another car in 5 hours, so you know what that means? We got a brand new episode of Dungeons and Daddies on deck.
Nicholas is like,
not
yeah!
Not a BDSM podcast, of course.
Yeah!
Howdy do, this is a show about a slick-talking, fun-loving group of guys, yup. All guys who got their big dumb butts up to some big dumb trouble after they bust through a portal riding in their big white minivan. They're out in this strange new land looking for their lost children, and it's been a real hoot and a holler so far.
I love my cowboy dad.
So hope you enjoy the long drive ahead.
Well, Ted Fork, good buddy, come on back now, you hear? I got a bear in the air and Smokey on my ass.
The combination of not wanting something and then also not wanting it after it happens, not asking for it, not wanting it, not being okay with it. That's what it is.
Can season two please be a trucker podcast? Can we play four truckers lost in the Forgotten Realms rolling on a convoy to Neverwinter?
We never see each other in person. We only talk to each other on the radio.
Yeah, it's all through CB
radio.
We'll
do a thing that's in the Cars universe where you're four trucks.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Has everyone seen the movie Convoy with Chris Christopherson?
Bet your fucking ass I have.
Oh, it is so good.
Sexy man fucking getting in a bar
say,
fight.
Has anyone seen the movie Cars?
Has anyone seen Cars?
Have you guys seen this? It's a real sleeper hit.
Maybe two more.
Amazing. Anyway, hi, my name is Jimmy Wong. I play Jody Foster, a highway cop turned paladin, and my dad fact is exactly what you just heard. Jody would do that on the road quite often because there are some days where literally just nothing happened. He was like on a small highway in the middle of nowhere, being a cop, and a lot of time to pass, so he just spent a lot of time like doing stuff. Wacky shit.
All right.
Okay.
Finally, another trucker enthusiast on the podcast. I'm here for it.
Oh, no. What have
I'm
I unleashed?
Truckers. Bah, bah, boom.
I feel like if there's two words that I could like invest GameStop money into for this is going to lead to something problematic, it would be trucker enthusiast.
Hey, everybody. This is nonfiction dad Matthew Arnold playing a fictional dad named Darrell Wilson, using the expertise and knowledge that can only come from a nonfiction dad to enlighten the truth and beauty of this fictional dad, Darrell Wilson. Darrell Wilson is a stay-at-home coach dad who became a barbarian upon entering this wonderful world of whimsy that we find ourselves in. So, little dad fact, back in the day, upon switching out the crib to a normal bed, Dorothy finally turned off her light and said, "I love you, dad," and went to bed for the first time in a crib.
That's you.
So she learned how to lie.
Oh, sorry. That was just a dad fact about Dorothy and me because it was just really made my day.
We have strayed so far from the Lord's light in these intros. It's awful. You know what? Fuck it. I'll go next.
Go. I had a dad fact, but you know what? I don't think I deserve one. So
no,
go ahead, Beth.
You don't.
No, Matt's got real dad facts. We're all jealous. That's why. All right, Beth. I want to hear it. Hit me.
Give me some dad fiction.
I mean, seriously, she turned off her own light and said
goodnight. That is really cute, honestly. Okay.
Like, first night without a crib.
Matt, I'm throwing up in my mouth right now.
Okay, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, my name is Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler, an emotionally detached stepfather and rogue. Fun fact about Ron this week is that Ron's favorite game show is Jeopardy. Because he relates to the answers being questions. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you're genuinely asking things. Like, you know, what is the Grapes of Wrath, you know? Like,
that's true. Well, hey there, dear jammers and pedal slammers. I'm Papa Billy, driving 18 wheels of big real steel down Highway 9, 10-4, 10-4. Good buddy, watch out for those bears in the air. We're heading eastbound and down for lost wages. That's what we truckers call Las Vegas here.
Down.
My dad fact is, while Matt was talking about how much his daughter loves him, or whatever, I was just on the Wikipedia page for CB Slang.
No, really?
Amazing.
I play the hard driving, hard drinking, crunchy, munchy, hippie natured druid dad.
It's my kind of man.
It's a trucker podcast now. I play Henry Oak. My dad fact about Henry this week, in the spirit of getting rowdy on this podcast, since we've now revealed that Henry canonically fucks, I thought I would talk about Henry's favorite sexual position.
No.
Which, okay, of course, is mutual respect. Just kidding, he likes going down on people.
Wait, hold up. Do you guys hear that?
What?
It's like 9,000 Patreon subscribers unsubscribing.
Damn.
That's it. That's my dad. Nice. That's all I got. It's a wild one, guys. Before the show, we had about an hour's worth of technical difficulty, so you're going to get punchy dad energy tonight. Everyone, it's nice, a vibe nice, right nice, now. Nice, I feel nice. A vibe.
Just a bunch of punch drunk truckers.
It's a vibe.
Hey, folks, my name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the hard rocking, fast talking bard of the group. This week's Glenn fact: Glenn would never abuse the CB radio waves like Jody would, because he has a respect for the hardworking men and women who ride America's roadways, delivering the critical infrastructure and cargo that we all use and need. America runs on the back of truckers, and Glenn knows where the lines are drawn. And the line is, don't fuck around on CB radios. Those truckers need those airwaves, Jody.
Yeah, but they're not going to hear Dungeons and Daddies if he doesn't do it. He literally has to recite the whole thing by himself. It's crazy.
He's our street team.
Yeah.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hi,
speaking of voices, my dad fact today is I'm trying to do more impressions, but I don't want to waste your time. So I'm only going to do impressions that are one syllable long. So here's my impression of Patrick Warburton. All right.
Shit, that was infuriatingly good.
Holy shit.
That's very good.
That's hot.
When we last left off, the group managed to talk their way into the office of Warden Elizabeth Warden of the Meth Bay Correctional Facility. And after Elizabeth Warden tried to cut off one of your hands for wasting her time, after she took 75% of your gold, you basically started a fight and we rolled for some initiative.
We started a fight. Somebody tries to cut off our hands, and Anthony's read of that is we started a fight.
Dang. Okay. I feel like that's how it's going to go down in Elizabeth Warden's report of the
affair.
Right, right, right.
Anthony, as the DM, would you say you're the truck driver of this podcast? And if so, would you honk the podcast horn for me?
Aw.
I'll just do my
Yay!
I swear to God, that's gonna be your new text message notification.
Yep.
Amazing.
Everyone, roll for initiative as you go into this fight with Elizabeth Warden.
21.
I got a 14.
I got a 13.
I got a 12.
You're making it very convenient for me. Thank you. So Elizabeth Warden is going to take her turn first. She is going to spend a move galloping out of her office.
I forgot she was an elk.
Does she have opposable thumbs, Anthony?
No, she has really articulate hooves.
They're like rubber. Wait. There must be like, Jimmy, you play Dungeons and Dragons. There must be some sort of reaction.
Well, we technically should get an attack of opportunity.
You have an
right?
attack of opportunity as she passes by you. What would you like to do?
Now, does an attack of opportunity, is that just like its own thing so I don't get like the same?
It's a basic melee attack. So nothing sexy, nothing cool. Just roll whatever your to hit is for your weapon.
And don't do it sexy.
Okay, I'll try not to do
not
a sexy.
Clean.
12 inches between the dice and the table for the Holy Ghost.
Okay, I'm going to grab, I'm assuming she's got like filing on her desk.
Yeah, do you want to try to give her a lethal paper cut?
No. No, I just get a bonus if I use spontaneous weapon.
Yeah, okay, so she's got a mug that says world's best mom, and in parentheses, this one was not given on backwards day.
I don't grab that. What I grab is the, you said there's filing on her desk, right?
Yeah, there's like papers and stuff. Sure.
Fucking punish her administratively.
You know, like in a kung fu movie where you like, you know, like a Jackie Chan with like a chair, like I'm going to try to get that in her hooves to help me grapple her, because I can do a bonus grapple when I do my
paper?
Tavern.
With paper?
No, files. Like, you know, like a stack, like three, you know, like
a lot of paper.
Yeah, that's just much paper. You're just describing like what if paper
Wait,
but more.
It's like in the animated Mulan. Sorry, Jimmy. It's like in the animated Mulan where she uses the fan through the sword and flipper.
What do you call it when you store paper in like three stacks on a desk with like, you know, labels? You know, it's like a piece of plastic with three drawers, you know, like where you file your paper.
Like a binder,
a
like a trapper
like a
keeper?
Binder?
Like a hard spine binder like you might use in elementary school. With folders inside with different pictures of
like
your favorite
tiny
WWE
drawers,
wrestlers.
Shelves that hold paper.
A filing cabinet.
You want to grab a filing cabinet and hit her with a filing cabinet.
Why don't you just grab her by the legs, Daryl?
Hey, why don't you punch her?
This makes me question.
She's running past you. You're not going to have time to pick up a filing cabinet and hit her with it as she gets past you. Just punch her with your meat hands, you idiot.
How can I raise a perfect 2-year-old daughter if I can't describe the most basic thing on top of a desk?
Tomorrow you're going to tuck her into bed. She's going to turn off her own light and go, Daddy, what is filing?
Oh, Matt, you're talking about like one of the little boxes on your desk that you put
like
files
in. Inbox?
Yeah, it's like an inbox.
To Matt's credit, I don't
an
know
inbox,
what to...
outbox.
Yes, an inbox type thingy.
Sorry, okay. What a fucking specific okay, thing to ask for to use. Just punch the thing.
I love how this shows none of us have ever worked in an office.
You want to know, did she have this on her desk? The answer is no.
I punch her in the face, okay? Okay, punch yes, her
roll
in the
it
face.
On arm strike.
Fuck it. Can I still do a grapple afterwards? That's all I'm trying to get to is
if
grapple.
If you hit her instead of doing damage, you can grapple her, sure.
Okay, fine.
Not to be difficult, but I do think she would have one of these on her desk.
Yeah.
No, she's so effective that you don't even need an inbox. The second it hits her desk, it's in the outbox.
15.
A 15 is not going to do it. So you throw a punch and it just glances off of one of her gorgeous elk antlers and mm-hmm. it is deflected away as she continues to run. So she sprints past you and leaves the room and you're like, oh, cool. She probably left. But then she rears up on her back hind legs and turns
That's
around.
That's exactly what Henry says. He says, oh, cool. She probably left.
She rears up on her hind legs, turns around, lowers her head, and then charges at you.
Oh, Daryl was so sure she left because you sold it so well that he's already like rummaging through her drawers. Be like, all right, she
oh,
left.
Perfect. Then she gets advantage.
Oh. Anthony's taking no hostages tonight, boys. Watch out.
Okay, so she rolls a 19. I'm assuming a 19 is higher than your AC.
Yes.
So she's going to attack you for 18 damage as her elk antlers bonk into your meaty chest, and it's going to knock you flat onto your back prone. So any subsequent attacks against you that are melee based will have advantage while you are prone. But she didn't know that you were about to go next, so it's your turn next.
Daryl definitely had like an uncle that had like a farm, and Daryl's definitely been like hit by a goat before. Matt was hit by a goat when he was
hit
very young.
He's
been scared wow. by goats. Yeah, like a goat rammed into
With
me.
A goat
like, you
face.
Know,
by
me,
a goat.
Like a little goat.
You
so, yeah,
love
I'm
a
gonna...
bad name. I get it now.
Thank you, Beth.
Beth.
Nice.
Daryl's going to evoke rage because an animal hit him in the chest, and then he's going to pop up. Actually, no, he's not going to pop up. He's just going to sweep the legs.
Ooh.
Okay.
Here's a question. How does Daryl feel about UFC? Is he a UFC guy? Would he know? Like, he's like, oh, you got me on the ground. Big mistake.
No.
My ground game is out of this world.
This is one place where Daryl and Matt are very similar. He definitely likes wrestling because it's fake. He definitely thinks UFC, like Matt does, is fucking barbaric and not much different than gladiator arenas, and our society's fucked up for watching people beat the shit out of each other till they almost die. That's what Daryl thinks of UFC.
Daryl's a complicated man.
So Daryl enjoys funny, goofy stuff where they pretend to hit each other.
Daryl likes games like football. Where no one suffers any permanent brain damage.
Daryl goes, na 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 na.
Amazing.
If somebody convinced Daryl to watch that documentary, he would probably be terrified, to be fair.
What documentary?
The one with Will Smith?
Yeah, the one. Okay, so he's going to sweep the leg. All right, so 18 on sweeping the leg.
So that'll hit. What's your sweep the leg damage? Keeping in mind she has four of them.
Yeah, which of them?
Well, that's why I got two attacks, buddy. I'm going to pivot and hit the other legs.
All right.
6 damage.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to use my second attack to do Tavern Brawler strike to sweep the leg again. But this time, I don't know, I'm going to use what's something on the floor I can use.
Oh, weird. One of those filing things are on the floor, but not on the desk. She took it off her desk and put it on the ground. She's like, I'll never need to use this.
I grab the inbox. I grab
a wireframe inbox outbox thing from Office Depot.
Yes, exactly. I grab a Pen Plus Gear Black 2-in-1 organizing system metal file organizer set from Walmart, and I spin around on my stomach. So essentially, I like swept a leg and then like pivoted to another set of legs and are going to sweep those
You're
as
like
well.
Like King Dedede, dude.
I'm using the Pen and Gear Black 2-in-1 filing set to get me that extra range to hit
sure.
her. That's a natural 20, as
okay.
you can see, 20 plus wow. 7.
So that's a crit, so roll double damage.
I'm going to try to grapple her with this, actually, though.
The first hit, you sweep the leg, and her front two legs, they kind of buckle in the knees. Now you're face-to-face with Liz Warren. She goes, oh, it's going to be like that, is it? And then now you're in a grappler, I guess, with your natural
yeah,
20.
Yeah, so when I do that first hit, I go, this second hit's going to hit 10 times harder. Get ready. And then I go for that second hit. Instead of hurting her, I just roll her over and, like, sit on her stomach.
Okay.
Like, you know, like when kids that bully other kids in like summer camp or whatever. I'm just like sitting on her stomach.
You're going to take the part of the bully in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty justified here. Again, I'm about to cut off a hand. You're not going to make me feel morally bad about this,
no,
Anthony.
No, I'm not. I just want to make sure that the cool woke dad that doesn't think UFC is okay with sitting on somebody's belly like a bully. Yeah. That's fine.
So, yes, Daryl is sitting on her and says, please stop. We just want to save our friend. What are you doing?
Okay. So she is restrained. Now it is Henry's turn.
Henry gives a weary sigh. And he says,
Elizabeth Warden, I'm sorry to say, I'm a Bernie bro. And then he casts Flame Blade.
Wow.
And busts out a flaming sword.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing he can do. I'm trying out new spells, guys.
Amazing. Could you not? Makes the rest of us, meaning me, look bad.
How the fuck does this spell work? You evoke a fiery blade in your hand. The blade is similar in size and shape to a scimitar, and it lasts for the duration, just like Henry.
Nice.
I got a 10.
The fiery blade gets caught in her antlers and she huffs and like smoke comes out of her nostrils and she goes, Bernie didn't win the nomination. I don't know. She says something sad about Bernie. Welcome to our new political trucker podcast, Dungeons and Daddies.
I hate it.
Me.
Ron, it is your turn.
I know that like we're technically fighting. I should do a fighting thing, but can I like rummage through her desk and see if there are any like sensitive documents I could blackmailer like what if there's a shredder?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, I'm gonna threaten her with a shredder.
Okay, there's a medieval style paper shredder that is operated by hand crank that is over her trash can, and so
like an old-fashioned lawnmower over a trash can.
Exactly. And it's big enough that you could probably like fit a hand in, let's say.
Oh my
but
God,
not so much
like Fargo.
Just to give you a sense of its size, not to suggest you do anything specific with it, but yeah, you see that on the trash can under her desk.
Okay. Ron picks it up and walks over to Elizabeth Warden with it and says, Jealous, I had to get to the locked room or else I'm going to get your nose. And he does the thumb thing, like got your nose, but he holds up the paper shredder.
Sorry, I just want to really quickly remind us all that Zone of Truth is still active. So if you can remember whether or not you were capable of lying from last episode, that should inform whatever you say to Liz Warden. So,
Okay. I would really like to go in the other room, and if you won't let us, I'll probably figure out something bad to do with this paper shredder. I'm pretty wily sometimes.
Why don't you roll intimidation?
Can I try to help for that roll?
Yes, as per usual, if you try to help, you will roll, and if you succeed, you'll give her advantage, and if you fail, you'll give her disadvantage.
Look, to be perfectly honest, we don't want to hurt you. We're not really good at that. We probably won't like actually want to hurt you. I don't want to torture anybody, but also just based off our record, like even if we don't want to hurt you, there's a good chance we will probably kill you, because even we try not to hurt somebody, we end up killing somebody. So I think this will just go bad for you one way or the other. So just like, let's just all do this peaceful, please. Just listen to Ron.
All right, so you roll intimidation now.
I got a 12.
I got a 5. It wasn't intimidating.
Okay,
so
with
that's
a 5. Daryl, you say all that, and she goes, so the argument you're making is that I'm going to die no matter what happens, and therefore I should go peacefully? That makes the opposite of sense. No, thank you. Now, Ron, roll again and take the worst of the two.
Okay. Well, we're all going to die eventually. I mean, setting us up for kind of a failure there.
Henry jumps in and says, I, because I'm in the zone of truth, I'm also morally compelled to tell you that if they try to torture you, I'll probably freak out and try to stop them.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Then it'll probably cause an accident and everybody will die anyways.
I got a 9.
Elizabeth Warden looks at you and says, no. Elizabeth Warden didn't get to where she is today by listening to the haters. And all I see when I look at you is a whole bunch of haters.
Well, no offense, man, but right now you're pinned on the ground. So, like, if this is where that got you, maybe you should try something different, you know? Like, right?
I place a hand on Henry's shoulder and I walk past him and I go up to Elizabeth Warden.
Yes, it is your turn.
And I'm going to cast a very simple spell. It's called Command. And I get to say a one-word command to a creature I can see within range, and you have to succeed in a wisdom saving throw, or they have to follow the command on its next turn.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to Elizabeth Warden and kneel down next to her and straight to her face and just say, surrender.
Whoa.
She got a 19, which I'm assuming.
Oh my God. I can also pin someone that's grappled to like extra restrain her. So can I just do that as well?
Okay.
We're just gonna pile on.
And I look to Daryl and I think like he's gonna need some help because those hooves, they're very dexterous.
Yeah, two sets of hooves. We can each get a different set of hooves.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try to grapple her other legs and just really like hog tie basically with Daryl.
Okay. I feel like you don't have to roll for that. That just happened. So all four of her hooves are tied up now.
I just kind of be like, ah, dang, it didn't work. And then just grab on. I'm like, all right, this will do.
Cool. Right, now we're going to put her hooves in warm water. It's going to be hilarious.
So now it is the guard's turn. So two of the pudding people guards.
Oh, we should have closed the door. We should have locked the doors.
Oh,
we should have
damn done it. Through the wide open door and see two people straddling their boss. One of them is going to go in and grab Jimmy with a 16. Jimmy, can you roll an opposed strength check?
I got a 21, 16 plus 5.
Wow.
Can't knock that boy over with a pail of water.
Va, va, boom.
I'm a big boy.
The guard comes in and tries to shove you off, Jody, but you are just so strong and your muscles are so tight. The second that those gauntlets touch you, they go rigid with like, oh my God, he's so buff.
I wish
Did you guys ever get those Aikido demonstrations in school?
What?
What?
No.
We went to the same school our whole lives. I never saw that.
Yeah, you did. You were there.
When?
It's like,
when
did you get bullied?
No, Aikido.
Did
you guys
Matt bully
about?
You? Did he get on top of you and say, this is Aikido?
This is Aikido.
Wait, you guys know what Aikido is, right?
Yeah, it's like when they flip you over and stuff. It's like a flippy dip martial art, right?
Right, we didn't go to Bill Gates school. We just went to normal school. We were lucky to have a basketball that we could play with.
Yeah, one time on my field day, they made everybody do the Macarena for exercise.
I remember that.
Freddie, I went to rich kid private school too, and I never saw an Aikido demonstration.
Dang it. Well, whatever then. For the three people listening who got Aikido demonstrations, well, that's probably what happened. Okay, I'll go.
Could
I'll
you
go
phrase now. It as a silent ball joke? Then I'll get it.
The silent ball was great. So with the first round of combat over, we're going to check in and see what's happening with Glenn.
What?
Danny? I get to be here?
No.
Oh.
When we last left Glenn, he had run back into the cell to disguise himself.
Top 10 greatest D&D plays of all time in the history of D&D, I think.
I think that's probably fair. No, it's not. So you wake up before the other guards do. You are surrounded, you now see, by six unconscious guards and a very cute unconscious rat who you were spooning. And the door is closed up at the top of the stairs. There's no more gas. The gas is now dissipated into the stone and into the moss. You have who knows how long before these others wake up.
At the risk of being a total psychopath here, I'm going to be like, well, fuck these people. And I'm going to cast Fireball.
Okay, sure.
And just roast these fuckers who've been torturing me for years.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No one would argue with that.
Whatever. I cast Fireball. They forgot to take my fucking vape, my legal modded vape out, and I can use it to fucking blow flames.
Yeah, again, you can just do the spells, but okay, sure. Yes. So Fireball is definitely going to wake them up, obviously, when they get hit. But we've sort of established that they really don't like fire. And have you, like, again, Hitman style, like, dragged all the bodies into one location, basically?
You know how in, like, Boy Scouts, they like to start a fire, you need to have air underneath, and so you can like form like a little like pyramid of like sticks so that airflow can go through. Like, I've literally set them up in such a way so to maximize airflow.
All the suits of armor immolate for a second. You can feel and hear, and most importantly, smell the sound of whatever is in these suits of armor being cooked.
It is a smell I will remember for the rest of my life,
whether you want to or not,
and I will associate with victory.
So six different puddles of black ooze screaming and bubbling exit their suits of armor. And even as the fire dies down, they're quivering on the ground and they do not look as if they are going to go back into their suits of armor, either because they physically cannot or emotionally will not. And the rat wakes back up and goes.
So now I'm going to get one suit of armor to put on.
Yeah, it's almost like I made them leave their suits of armor so you could do this. Yes.
I'm going to let it cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chill out the top of the stairs so I'm not aging as I'm letting it cool.
Sure.
Although it would probably cool faster because it's, you know.
Yeah, it would probably cool pretty much immediately from your point of view.
Yeah, so I go up the stairs and I turn around immediately outside the magical barrier and come back and it's all cool again.
And they're all rusted. It's been 100 years. No, yeah. They're fine. Yes, they're all cool.
And then I take a suit of armor that looks the one closest to me and I don it.
The right arm of the armor fits perfectly. The left arm and both legs, a little snug, kind of bulging out a little bit. So if somebody rolled a perception check on you, they might be able to notice something's a bit amiss.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But otherwise, Christine.
And then I awkwardly scooch back up above the door again and wait for someone to come feed me.
Oh my God. Okay. I guess roll for acrobatics.
19 plus 8, 27.
Fuck! Okay, yeah. So you like, if there were anybody awake other than the rat to hear it, they would hear the grunting and clanking
clunk,
of
clunk, clunk, clunk.
Of you moving yourself back up into the alcove above the door. So you wait a few minutes, and as is usually the case, somebody comes down to bring you some goblin blood. And you hear a familiar chunk inside the door. The door opens and someone steps
out. Okay,
now
I'm going to do it right this time. The moment they step in, I'm going to drop down. While the door is still open,
yep.
I'm going to drop down and tackle them. Fucking what I should have done the first time, I know.
So give me a strength check with advantage because they do not expect you to be there. Nor would anybody expect a fully armored man to be suspended in an alcove.
So that's a 6 and then a 17 plus 1, 18.
Ooh, thank God for that advantage. So yeah, describe what you do to this cat.
I fall down onto this other guard, and so I basically compress them like an empty can of Monster Energy drink, and I stomp down on it. And I flatten them immediately because I have so much momentum coming down. So they're definitely shorter. And then as a squat suit of armor, I then boot it like Pele down the stairs. I'm like, should've done this the first time.
You kick it and it just tunk, 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 tunk rolls down the stairs. And you are basically free to leave the room again.
And I hold my hand out to my little rat friend and be like, sometimes it takes a couple of tries, okay? Like, don't worry about it.
The mouse shrugs as if to say it's a living and then climbs onto your hand.
I'm like, ooh, Ratatouille into my helmet with me so that, you know, so no one sees you.
Yeah, okay, so
I lift a little visor.
Yeah, he climbs into the visor and you can feel him immediately grab two strands of hair just in case he ever needs to pilot you like a Jaeger.
So if I ever get knocked unconscious, he the can rat still, takes over.
Yes, he can still Ratatouille you.
All right, so now I'm exiting, finally,
yep.
And I want to go up one flight of stairs to the next level and kind of peek and see what I can see.
So as you go up the one flight of stairs, you see a very large set of double doors that are closed. You see another flight of stairs at the other end of the room leading upward to what looks like light. And you hear to the right through an open door, you hear the angrily fighting and cursing voices of your, not your former friends, your current friends, the daddies. You hear the daddies fighting someone that sounds like a really progressive, really intelligent, like overqualified, if anything, person that you can't quite see, but you can definitely hear from here. Also, she sounds like an elk.
I want to investigate those double doors.
Yeah, go ahead and roll Arcana.
11 plus 3, 14 Arcana.
With a 14, you can tell that those doors are definitely hiding a lot of magic. With only a 14, you can't tell exactly what the nature of that magic is. You can tell that some powerful magic is behind those doors.
I want to open the double doors first just to see what the hell's going on.
So go ahead and roll a sneak to make sure that nobody that's fighting can notice you're there.
10 plus 8, 18.
All right, great. So they don't see you. So yeah, you can go over the double doors.
And I want to open them.
So as you open the double doors, you see two things immediately. First, at the end of this room, you can see a door with a little window inside of it that appears to be closed. And through that window, even from this distance, you can see swords, magic staves, all kinds of equipment-y stuff. The other thing that grabs your eye, perhaps more violently, is the fact that the wall is covered in switches, like Frankenstein-esque, pull-the-lever-cronk-ass switches and levers. And looking at them, you can see a bunch of numbers, and the numbers you're realizing are the same structure as your prisoner number.
Is there any way I can target specific rooms?
Why don't you roll perception for me?
16.
Okay, so with a 16, you can see that every lever has a light on it, and the color of the light changes according to what room that they're in. But more obviously, you can tell that each of the levers has a different number appended to it, and that number has something to do with their prisoner number. So therefore, by seeing what the highest numbers are, you can see who came into the prison the latest, which would maybe help you with your friend situation.
I'm just going to flip one of these at random then, one of the newer sets.
There's five, assuming that each one of the five corresponds to one of your friends.
I'll just roll a d5 and just flip one at random.
Okay.
And I rolled a 3.
So you could hear in the other room, as one set of boots magnetizes to the ground.
Huh, that didn't seem to do anything. Okay, and you said that there's a room full of weapons next to me.
Yeah, there's a room full of what seems to be weapons, gold, value, anything that's maybe been taken from prisoners is in this room. And it's just a locked door with a little glass window on the door so that you could tell what was inside without me having to explain it non-diegetically.
I want to try and break the window. I want to punch the window.
Okay, give me a strength check.
I rolled a natural one on this.
How do you try to smash it? With your fist or your elbow?
I try and use my elbow, but then you ever hit your funny bone?
Yes.
Like super hard and it just like kind of numbs your whole arm.
Great. Yes.
I do that. I'm like, fuck.
Okay. So with that tremendous display of masculine strength done with, we are going to transition back to the fight in Elizabeth Warden's office.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's
Etsy
see
what Etsy,
what's in store yeah. today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Up to God.
Oh, now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in
gift mode.
Stress
out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. Check it out. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm right here on the site.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay. Let's find
right,
a gift for my
let's
dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. No. Keep this daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page, let
Dude,
me tell
okay,
you.
But those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth, yeah.
What does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth!
The one thing
Beth,
Etsy
you sound
can't
like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the
Why
medical
provider.
Why does that
have to be provider. Uncomfortable with your
doctor? Because my doctor's always like,
Why do
what?
You need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah,
no,
they
yeah.
just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
The first guard that rushes in tries to move Jody, finds that Jody is just too sturdy, gets frustrated, pulls out its sword, and swings it down at you. So does a 17 beat your AC?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
So it is going to do 17 damage to you
Ooh.
As the sword chops into your shoulder. It just goes in a little bit, not that far, but it shunk, and the blade is stuck in your shoulder now. The second baddie is going to run at Daryl.
Okay.
It is going to try to shoulder charge you with all the momentum it can muster, and it might as well have not done anything. It hits an unstoppable force that is Daryl Wilson and immediately gets knocked onto its knees. And it looks back up on you, takes out a dagger, and tries to stab at you, Daryl.
Oh, God.
And it gets a 19.
Ooh.
So that's going to be 16 damage.
I'm going to use Stone's Endurance.
Okay.
To reduce the damage dealt to me by 1d12 plus 3. That's a 12. Plus 3.
Whoa.
So 15.
Dude, you flexed your pecs so hard. You were
No. She stabs into my forearm. I go, scar tissue, baseball injury, high school.
Oh, my God.
No feeling there. I haven't felt that. Can't really drive well either. My right hand's always like a little off, but you know, hey.
Fucking can't feel his arm because of baseball, but doesn't like MMA. Okay.
There's a difference between baseball and MMA.
No, it's the exact same thing.
As you say that cool, normal thing about baseball, you feel your legs begin to tingle. You feel your feet begin to vibrate and then shwing. You feel your feet magnetize to the ground, and you cannot move Daryl.
Okay.
Oh, just Daryl.
I'm just, like, locked. I mean, I'm, like, locked. She's, yes, like, locked worse even for harder on the ground. Yeah.
So she's going to try to struggle out with disadvantage. She got a 17, so Daryl, why don't you roll a strength save to keep her down? And okay. Jimmy, you can as well.
Okay.
I gain advantage on strength checks. Jesus Christ. I got a 10 and a 12.
Ooh.
I got a 16.
Plus 2?
Plus 2, yeah.
You barely beat her. She rears her head back and then, boom, bashes you in the face with her antlers, Daryl, and you get knocked to the side.
Okay.
She tries to kick up with the remaining two hooves, but Jody, just too strong that Jody, maybe even stronger than Daryl.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, he works out.
The seeds are planted.
With her remaining action, she is going to speak into a communicator on her hoof wrist.
Don't do that.
And she is going to say, this is Elizabeth Ward. I need all guards down to cell level minus one. Again, all guards down to cell level minus one. And that is her turn. So now it is your turn, Daryl.
I'm not on top of her anymore. Like, she kicked me so hard that one of my legs, like, swung around, and, like, now I'm, like, standing up or something. I'm trying to figure out what I...
Your legs are still there, but she punched you such that, like, you're now standing, essentially.
Okay.
It's like those cartoons, like Popeye, when he gets uppercutted and goes... Bong.
Exactly, yeah.
When you punch someone, you knock them prone, and if they're prone when you punch them, it unknocks them back to being stood up. That's how it works.
If you hit them hard enough, you give them HP back.
So there's two guards in here now, right?
Yeah.
Yes, there are now two guards, and there's an open door leading to a floor minus one.
But you can't move, right? Because you're clamped to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to...
Unless you can somehow free yourself from the shoes.
Oh, these are just slip-ons.
My Vans, dog. Let me kick them off.
I guess I just, like, flop down on top of her to try to grapple her again. Yeah, like the opposite of one of those punching bags. Like, I'm just always going back down.
You're like a punching clown. The one that... Yeah.
But opposite. So I just go, I don't think so. And I just bend at the waist and just put all my weight straight back down onto her.
Yeah, I feel like you don't even really have to check for that because your legs are magnetized there. So
yeah
so you just like, do that. She is once again double restrained. Not a great day for Elizabeth Warden, the elf.
So I feel like I'm like almost like hugging her. I'm like whispering close to her. I'm like, we just want our friend to stop this, please.
All right, give me a persuasion roll.
It's a 6.
Can I help?
What a charmer.
Go ahead and try to help. Give me something persuasive you can say. If you succeed your roll, Matt will get advantage.
I don't want to pop your tires, miss. You better listen. Tell us how to get our friend out of here.
What? Oh, no.
Holding on to her legs.
Like her tires. I get it.
Oh.
And he's a highway cop. Not know what. Oh, yeah. I guess she would know what tires are. They probably still have tires. Do they have tires? Is that a wooden wheel? Is that a
wheel
tire?
A thing? Let me hit my persuasion. I got a 15 plus 2. I got a 17 on my persuasion check.
Anthony, you see my second roll? That's a 20 minus 1. That's a 19.
Great. Hearing somebody refer to tires only increases her confusion about the situation that she's in because she doesn't know what those are. So she looks into the eyes of Daryl and sees not malice.
They're tearing up. I want to say that way it is. I have little tears. I'm like crying.
Because you broke your ankles by flopping over on her without moving your feet.
Don't want to kill people anymore. Just want Glenn back.
You're the one that threatened death in the first place.
She sees the earnestness in your eyes and she goes, well, what do you propose then?
Give him?
I don't really
give
do the
back
talking
and we'll
stuff
leave.
Too well. Give him back and we'll just leave without doing any more of this dumb stuff. Like, we just want out of here.
She says, get off of me and we'll see where things go from there.
Don't believe her.
Well, she's in the zone of truth.
Oh. Yeah, but that's not a lie.
Are you going to not kill us after you get up?
Too specific.
Depends on how you behave when I get up.
We're going to behave good, right, everybody?
Yes.
Promise us that
absolutely.
You're going to help us out.
100%.
Call everyone off. Call the guards off.
I'll try.
I have pitched a no-hitter. when it comes to keeping people inside my prison. I, too, have many baseball injuries. And I will be damned if in one day I'm going to lose, how many of y'all are there, five people? If I'm going to lose five people in one day. So you're going to have to come up with some sort of solution that allows Elizabeth Borden here to save face.
Well, you know, I'm usually not a fan of dishonesty, which I am also compelled to say because I'm in the zone of truth, but it's also true. But I feel like in this instance, couldn't you like arrange a thing where, you know, maybe we say that because all of us attacked you, that we all go to the bad jail where everyone dies in the super prison, but we don't really go there. You just say we went there, and then it's like all of us died in your prison, but really we got to leave and we snuck out. Like, what about that?
Why don't you roll persuasion?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Where is Glenn? What do you fucking need him? I got a four.
She goes, nobody's going to believe that that cell could hold five people. That cell is exactly big enough for one person to have an interesting dramatic character arc down there. And I would be damned if anybody goes down there without changing in some personal way. And I don't think that's going to happen with all five of you. I refuse to believe
it. Well, what if you're... Sorry for interrupting. See, I'm a businessman, and sometimes we say the truth in different ways. Right now, I'm in the zone of truth, and so if you were to propose something like, we didn't lose five prisoners, we gained five former prisoners, that would be the truth, and you would look really good doing it, telling the truth.
Ron, roll persuasion for me.
I got an 8.
She says, y'all are in this prison because you're bad people, and I do not believe you're going to uphold your value. For all I know, you saved from the zone of truth. I have no reason to trust what you're saying. Guards, do what you got to do. Jody, it is your turn.
I'm just holding onto her legs, holding tight, and I just turn around, and in a desperate move, I say, what if we find you five replacements? Even worse people, it's going to be so satisfying when you have them in here because they're so much worse than us. And we'll give you the rest of our money.
What? I'm getting you the rest of our all right.
Roll persuasion with advantage because that's a very good deal.
So I rolled an 18 plus 2 on my second roll, so that's a 20.
She believes that you were telling the truth and that you would at least attempt to find five people worse than all of you.
Worse than Glenn, though? I'm not sure he's a bad...
Yeah, Glenn, you'd have to find somebody who's one of the worst of the worst. And she's got a skeptical glint in her eye, but she's listening. As you see that glint in her eye, the guards stop trying to shove the two strong boys off. And one of them grabs Henry from behind, is going to try to, rather. So I'm going to go ahead and roll for that. Ooh, that's a 19 plus 2.
Okay.
Oh, no.
They grab you in sort of a rear chokehold and put the blade to your throat. The other one is going to try to grab Ron and do the same. That's an 18. Ron, why don't you roll opposed dexterity? You can do that as well, Henry.
I got a 14.
I got a 15. Everything is going wrong.
Both Ron and Henry now have blades to their throats as the guards go, what do we do, Madam Warden? What do we do? And after they say that, you hear in the distance, somewhere out on another part of floor negative one, you hear a loud slam and a rattle, and you hear a familiar voice yell,
fuck! Glenn! Is that Glenn?
Glenn?
Glenn, we're in here!
All right. You gonna let me stand up? You gonna let me stand up? I'm standing up now.
You're not giving us any... Okay, here.
So she's going to try to maneuver herself out from underneath both of you. Are you going to keep trying to restrain her, or are you going to let her go?
No, I'm going to let her up.
I'll let her up as well.
Okay. So now she's standing on all four lovely hooves, and she goes, all right. What's your plan to get these five people back? And obviously, it'd have to be on some sort of deadline, and I'd have to have some way of being sure that you wouldn't just take off and leave me up a creek without a paddle.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't know five people we could give you, but Glenn's in here because he's a bad friend, which is pretty bad. We all acknowledge that's pretty bad, right? The four of us, our crime was trying to go save our friend, which, you know, I feel like that's definitely not the worst thing that could happen. What if I could get you the worst criminal out there? Somebody so bad that not only did they steal our castle, not only does the entire world hate them, but they actually entered your prison and left without any ability whatsoever.
Oh, shit.
That's true. Oh,
what
shit.
What if we brought you somebody called, well, actually, who is perhaps the worst person in this entire kingdom?
That's great.
And he has a ton of our money.
He has tons of money that he does not want to give to the poor or give to anybody. He does not support for-profit prisons, which I know you're a big fan
of.
Yeah,
he's probably libertarian. I get that vibe off of him. I don't know that you guys would get along.
He sounds like one of those guys who says he's not into politics, but that just means he's a hardcore Republican who doesn't want to admit he sucks.
He keeps talking about the Joe Rogan meat diet.
Are you telling the truth, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Like, that's my idea.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then go ahead and roll persuasion with advantage.
Okay, come on. I got 14 is the highest.
So she goes,
Well, it sounds like you're talking about a pretty bad dude. I don't know if I fully believe that you could actually take this fool down. Like, you couldn't even successfully sneak into my prison. It sounds like this person might have one up on you.
What if I told you I could get him here right now? All you gotta do is slap the cuffs on him. Watch this. And I say, guys, my favorite monster is Frankenstein.
Well, actually, he's called Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein is the name of the duck.
What?
All right, so who wants to roll the attack on Will, actually?
Well, who's next in turn? That was Will.
Daryl's turn was trying to convince her of going to find Will, actually. Mm-hmm. Henry's turn was summoning Will, actually, but you didn't do an attack, so I feel like, yeah, go ahead, Henry.
Henry casts Entangle on Will, actually.
Okie dokie.
And he has to make a strength saving throw of 17.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, this guy is not strong. All right, he fails. And vines spread up from the ground. You describe how this captures him.
So Henry just does, what's the finger tutting from the show you guys like, the OA?
He does the OA movements.
The movements, and a whole tangle of vines sprout out from the ground and the ceiling, and you know, one of them grabs him tight by the fedora, which I imagine is like sealed to his head.
The source of power.
And then the other two wrap around his JNCO jeans and chain wallet, and he's not going anywhere.
That's why he's so weak, is his little neck has been trying to hold up that fedora the whole time.
And like me, his head is a little bit too big for the rest of his body. So with the second you entangle him like that, you can feel within the vines, one of them rustle a little bit as his fedora dips just a little bit. And he goes, touche.
No.
Henry says, nothing personal, kid.
Oh, yeah. Bingo.
All right, Ron, it is your turn.
What to do except end an email with cheers. let me think. So like, how's Lizzie feeling about this? Is she on board, or
give me a perception check, Ron.
Okay.
Or insight, whichever you want.
Shut up. I've had the worst fucking roll. I got an 11.
So you can at least tell that she can tell that this is not a friend of yours. She can tell that this is some third party, but she's not quite convinced that this person is all that dangerous. She definitely does recognize this, though, as the person who said something to you last episode and then disappeared with no explanation. So you may have to sweeten the deal with her a little bit. To convince her
he's the worst person.
Okay, let me think. Why don't you ask him how excited he is for the Snyder Cut?
So Elizabeth Warren turns to him and goes, so how excited are you for the Snyder Cut? And before the tea can leave her mouth, well, actually, his maw just opens up, like his jaw just unhinges and his eyes roll back into his head.
Oh,
and he
gosh.
Begins to say a series of things that you immediately recognize as human speech and potentially like sensical sentences, but go together in an order that is beyond your comprehension.
Ooh, can I embody Will actually briefly for this one?
If you wish, yeah.
Well, actually, in interviews going as far back as 2017, Zack Snyder spoke about shooting and storyboarding the film in a 1.85 aspect ratio, but post-firing, he said on Twitter to user Jad Balani that he had changed the aspect ratio to 1.66:1, and yet 2 months later, in an interview, he states that the ratio is in fact 1.43:1, i.e. the IMAX ratio, and that he had always intended to show the film in 1.43:1, yet additional material suggests a 1.33 ratio, including a shot from the sound mixing stage, directly contravening years worth of previous statements, and while every artist deserves to have their work exhibited in a manner of their choosing, this cavalcade of contradictory information does not bode well for a unified artistic vision throughout the entire process.
I have to say that this is like such brilliant characterization, because like the fact that Will actually wouldn't actually be a Snyder fan and that he would go one step beyond and like, poetry.
So everybody,
poetry.
Everybody takes
I knew
fuck.
2d12 of psychic damage.
Oh my
damage.
God.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And then I'm going to have specifically Elizabeth Warden roll a wisdom saving throw to see if she falls unconscious.
Daryl took 9. I was hoping Daryl would roll like 2 damage and just like actually like be pretty into it.
I guess the guy did 300, right?
Right. I like that movie.
It's a good movie.
He did a new Batman?
Okay, I took 21 total damage.
Ooh, mamma mia.
I got an 18, Jesus.
I got 16 damage.
And Elizabeth Warden just looks at this guy And her eyes just begin to glaze over as he begins to get into the differences of whatever the hell Freddy was just saying. And she is like staggered backward and she is stunned for a turn, just trying to deal with what's going on. She's going to lose her next turn just trying to parse all the different things that that quote unquote man just said to her. All right, Jody, it is your turn.
Is she in a state where we can question her?
She's not going to respond for a turn, no.
Okay, okay. So she's like zonked out.
Yes.
English holds no meaning for her for the next 30 seconds.
It's a protective hibernation that we women go into.
So Henry and Ron are currently knives their throats, right?
Yes.
How did the Snyder rant affect the two guards?
Oh, yeah, I guess they should roll
they
as well.
They agree with that.
They're all big fans.
They're not smart enough to fully understand all the things that were said.
They don't understand
but
Zack Snyder's incredible his
incredible vision and his black and white cinematography.
So they each take 24 damage. They take full damage, but they are not stunned. They still have their knives to your throats, but they definitely go, and they recoil from the violence of what was being said to them.
I'm going to do the same thing, command again, but this time at the second level, so I'm going to do an additional target.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to look at both of them. I'm going to yell, drop.
All right.
So you have to make a wisdom saving throw, 14.
Both of them failed their wisdom saving throw, so they both immediately dropped to the ground.
Jody's like those like hypnotists that they like in high school. They'll get, you know what I mean? They're just like, sleep.
Or these are the Aikido doing hypnotists, right?
Yeah, these are the Aikido hypnotists.
You must have had a really cool day at high school one time.
This is Jody trying to follow the police manual, but only remembering one word from each of the commands he's supposed to say.
Okay. So those two drop to the ground. At that moment, a third guard, who you didn't even see coming, comes in.
Clever guard.
Oh my god, main a raptor door, guard.
And says, Madam Warden, Madam Warden, Glenn Close escaped through the front door. Somehow he opened all the locks. I don't understand. He's out. He's gone. And she snaps out of her zonk just long enough to go, wait, Glenn's out. I don't care about these knuckleheads anymore. Everybody to the front gate. Glenn Close is leaving. Is leaving Meth Bay Correctional Facility. This stupid fucking podcast. I hate it so much. All guards to the front gate. Belay my previous order. And the two guards, I guess they crawl because you did tell them to drop and they have to honor what you said. They start hurriedly crawling out of the room past the guard who said this, who's still standing in the doorway. And Elizabeth Warden begins to gallop after them as well, actually struggles in his restraints. As Elizabeth Warden gallops out of the office, she says to the guard who came in, watch these ones while we go deal with Glenn.
Watch these five guys who can kill you.
And the guard goes, aye, ma'am. And Elizabeth Warden and the two guards rush up the staircase and you are now left alone in this room watched by one of these guards.
Real quick, Ron can do voice impressions, right? Isn't that a Ron ability?
Yeah, I can I can mimic anybody whose voice I've heard, I think.
Well,
yeah.
You've heard her voice, so why don't you just say in the intercom, like, sorry, a doppelganger came in, Scam Likely's here, and he, like, impersonated me. Go catch him.
Don't trust the one that's out there.
Glenn Close is under control. He's been found. Stand down, but there's a doppelganger of me on the loose.
The communicators that you see are in the wrists of the people who work here, so the only one that's near you is in the armor of the guard who's currently looking at you. And as you're maybe considering what to do, the guard puts its gauntlets up to its helmet and removes its helmet, and you see an unfamiliar face. You see what appears to be someone with graying hair, with a big bandage over one eye, a beard that seems to have gotten longer, and it takes you a second to realize that this is a now 50-year-old Glenn Close.
Oh my god!
What?
Daryl tries to step to hug, and since his feet are still locked down, he just falls flat on the floor.
Glenn! Oh my god!
Hey everybody, how's it going? Were you guys trying to rescue me?
Yeah, man, we're trying to bust you out. Oh my god, you're so old and cool and sexy now with that badass eye patch.
It's been a pretty wild time. Hey, what year is it? How long has it been?
It's been days.
It's been like a couple days, man. Yeah.
It's been a long ass time for me. Who's this chode?
It's me, Ron.
No, not you. I was saying, who's this chode? And I point over at Jody.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is kind of complicated. Well, we'll explain everything once we get out of here. We got to get the kids, though. We got to get Nicholas and Peyton.
My kids here?
I nudge Daryl and go, did he say his kid? What is he?
Okay? Oh, he's aged. Who knows what he remembers now? Yeah.
We're here to rescue you. You look old, man. Are you okay?
You look like a piece of shit. Who's this asshole?
Jody's one of our friends, man. Maybe we should just talk about this later and get both of the kids and we'll get out of here together. And then we can kind of touch base on everything else. That would kind of be my plan, since this is kind of a hairy situation we're in right now.
So Glenn is going to like shake it off a little bit with Jody and kind of give him a side eye and kind of be like, something's going on here, but now's not the time to investigate. Hey, guys, I think I figured out where your weapons is. It's over in this other room here. Daryl, just hang on a second. We're going to go, like, unstick you. Oh, wait, before I go, Daryl, pushing too many pencils. And I go for a predator high five with my left arm.
And I'm face first on the ground, so I kind of like, what are you doing? And I just put my hand up, like, behind me for a high five. Are you trying to high five me?
Yeah, go ahead and do your roll, Glenn.
I rolled 2+1.
That's it?
What do you want me to say? It was a 2+1. You know, I trip a little bit on the way over. I'm like, damn it. I've been waiting years to do this. Balls, whatever. Come on. I'm just mad now. I'm just like storm. I'm like, come on, let's get your stuff, guys. Damn it.
If you want, I could use your wrist to tell everybody to leave us alone forever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Here, and I take off the wrist gauntlet and I hand it over to Ron.
So as Glenn takes off the left gauntlet, you can only see sort of his forearm and his fist, but he has the most insanely jacked just left arm you have seen on a human being.
Oh my God. Okay.
What happened?
Okay. Oh my
God. Just that arm?
As far as haven't seen the other arm, but like at the very least his left arm, you could tell it is choice.
Glenn kind of chuckles and goes, wow. I've been jerking it with this arm for years.
Oh my God.
That's not what he was doing. That's not what happened.
I'm going to speak into the gauntlet. Attention, the real Elizabeth Warren is here.
Yes.
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Yep, a new challenger. So.
What am I rolling?
Performance.
Okay.
Or deception.
I rolled a 3. I've literally not rolled above like a 12 in three
this
episodes.
This app is cursed. It's awful. Yeah.
I want to give advantage to Ron by going like, you got this, Ron.
Aww.
There was that bard energy.
Yeah, in order to give her advantage, you'd have to do a check of your own. But considering it's persuasion, I don't think that's going to be a problem. So go ahead and persuade to convince Ron that things
are
fine.
4+14, 18.
Yeah, that'll be fine. All right, okay. Now you get to roll again, Ron.
All right, hot dice. No whammy. Oh, wow, I got a 5.
Oh, my God. That's,
like, I'm so fucking livid. I could fucking eat a billionaire. I could fucking pull Elizabeth Warren, eat a fucking billionaire all by myself, fit him in a Lunchable. Fuck you, D&D Beyond.
That's just playing over the intercom.
All those things you
eat a billionaire.
You hear Elizabeth Warren's voice going, okay, so I'm going to have to set a couple of you that were going up to the top, head back down, because apparently they beat the crap out of that guard that was down there and they're trying to do bad impressions of my voice. Somebody get the tap down.
Attention, I was not doing bad impressions of her voice. I was trying to do a more realistic impression of the actual Elizabeth Warren.
Sometimes impressions aren't about doing it accurate, and it's more about what feels right.
Attention, I actually said that on the last Talking Dads.
Attention, I learned from the best. Okay, so you'll have like a couple of turns before some more guards come down, but they know that something is awry in level -1. So what do you want to do while that's happening?
Ah, cripes, we got to get out of here, guys. We need to get Daryl off the floor. We need to get the kids and beat it. We got to cheese it.
Hang tight, folks. I'm going to run over to the other room, unmagnetize everybody.
Ooh.
Oh, cool. So you hear a click first from Daryl in the other room, and Daryl, your legs demagnetize. And then echoing through the panopticon above you, you hear click, 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 as a bunch of these. You're like, now, I can't think of a scene where somebody's just like flipping a bunch of switches really hurriedly. You're flipping a bunch
like
of switches
Jurassic
really
Park.
Hurriedly. Oh, yeah,
Zoom.
Yeah.
It's very sexy.
You hear click, click, boom. Am I right? Anyone fans of, was that band Saliva?
That song?
Click, click, boom.
I don't know. Anyone? So you hear a lot of commotion upstairs now, and you hear one of the guys going, oh, the face-off boots, they're malfunctioning,
Ron, mind if I get my gauntlet back real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, let me just say this into the thing really quick. Mr. Hammond, I think we're back in business.
Wow.
I look at Glenn and go, Glenn, what did you just do?
Hold on one second. I need to address my people.
Oh, no.
And then I'm going to go sing into, I'm going to give bardic inspiration to an entire prison.
Oh, my God.
Of people.
Yeah. That's cool. You know what you have to sing, right?
What's that?
That they're ready for the big ride.
Oh, yeah. I go, so echoing through the halls of prison, you hear, I'm ready, ready for the big ride, baby.
And you can feel the electricity humming through the prison as every single convict, whether or not they've seen Face Off, understands the energy of what you're saying and the desire to be ready. They're all
for
ready.
For the big ride, comma, baby.
And the big ride in this case is we're going big or we're going home. In the sense of we are leaving the prison. So you have now triggered a full-scale riot in the Meth Bay Correctional Facility.
Oh, you wow. know, gosh, I just had an idea. Stairwell Wit, what can I say? You know, we probably should have kept everyone's boots on, but then turned off Nick and Peyton so that they could get out without having to go through a prison riot. Ah.
Oh, we gotta go save our kids, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, Glenn.
Hold on, wait, before you guys go, let me try this again. I'm gonna roll to try and break this window by the.
Okay, so there's a door in the same room as all of these switches that demagnetized all the booths that has a little window in the frame of the door, and you can see through the window there's a bunch of weapons, there's a bunch of items, basically all of your stuff.
7 plus 1, 8.
Glenn hits it again. You see another dent in it as he again fails to break it.
I'm going to go up to it and just, with a covered elbow, just bang into it really hard.
All right, go ahead. Give me an attack or a strength check or whatever you want.
Strength. Oons. 16.
Shatters.
Oh my goodness.
Instantly and masculinely.
I flex a little hard. There's a ripple. There's an actual ripple.
You can easily reach through and grab the doorknob.
Glenn tries to roll persuasion, be like, it's only because I loosened it up for him first. 2 plus 14, 16.
Nice, Daryl believes him. Daryl believes Glenn.
Ron wasn't even looking when Jody did it.
Yeah. Glenn, good job with that window.
Yeah.
While Jody is sitting there with his elbow through the window.
I'm just like, what?
Henry rolled a perception 23 and knows that Glenn is lying, but chooses to let the poor guy off and not say anything.
Come on, guys, get your stuff. We got to get our kids and get
hey,
out of here.
Hey, Jody, this is our really cool friend, Glenn.
Yep.
Glenn, this is Jody.
Jody, you wrench open the door from the inside. The door is open. All of your stuff is available to you. The boots are deactivated. You can also take them off, so you could just get back into your normal-ass gear now.
Okay, cool. There's a hot, steamy, clothes-changing scene of just a bunch of dudes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just guys being
just
dudes.
Helping clothe each other.
I'm going to stay in the armor.
Okay, that makes sense. you probably want to keep your stuff with you in a bag or something, though, just in case you want to change it later.
fucking quarantine had me have a genuine sad reaction when I realized that Freddy's fictional ripped armed character
was keeping his clothes on.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's been a long year, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a horny Beth right there.
I'm gonna take my stuff though. I'm gonna throw it in the bag. I'm gonna throw it at Jody and say, "Here, you carry my stuff."
So as you do that, as you hear the sounds of a riot in full effect above you, you can even in the very distance hear a familiar voice going,
"It's go time, baby! It's go time!"
Oh boy.
As all that's happening, as the cacophony dawns on you, and as you look into the eyes of Jody, you hear Jody's cell phone ring in his pocket.
I grab the stuff, and there's only one person that would be calling me.
Who?
You,
who's
the only
fuck?
Person in my phone outside of my child. Oh, so I immediately drop the bag, and I take my phone out, and I flip it open.
And you see the name of your wife, Morgan Freeman.
What the fuck?
Yo, what?
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch is our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, Jimmy Wong as Jody Foster, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Maxton Waller. Courtney Therond is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Robin Rapp helps us with transcriptions. Beth May is also our poet laureate. Her debut book of poetry is out, called The Immortal Soul Salvage Yard. We have links to the book in the episode description. Check it out. Also, it's time to check out these Patreon shoutouts. Big ups to John W. Hashtag Go, Beth Anderson, Victoria O, Matthew Howard, Creed and Eve, Just Some Guy, that's the name, not Just Some Guy, Kyler Lee, Shane DeMoss, Andy Rue, Shane Doyle, Kelly Williams, Andrew, Stephanie Thompson, Ellen, Stephanie Olmsted, Carson Kelleher, and Gabriel Nyland. Our Patreon is at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. The Star Wars miniseries, Gungans and Daddies, All That Jizz, is imminent. And while you wait, something that's available to everybody at every level, our our episode live listens. You can react in our Discord alongside us and listen along live with a bunch of other people. I have to say, it's one of the most fun experiences you can have listening to a podcast, is seeing everyone's reactions as the episode goes. It's something we started doing partway through last year. It's easily a highlight of our weeks, is the people who make this dang thing. So head on over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Take a look at the tiers on offer, see if anything tickles your fancy, and hopefully we'll see you on the next live listen. Check out our merch at bit.ly/dadmerch, all caps. Follow us on Twitter, Dungeons and Dads, reddit.com/r/dungeonsanddaddies. Thank you so much for listening. Next episode is going to be March 9th, Tuesday. It's always going to be a Tuesday. Sorry, I messed up this one. So we will see you then. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. I'm going to walk up to Elizabeth Warden and kneel down next to her and just say, surrender.
Whoa.
All right, she is going to make a wisdom saving throw, and I'm going to warn you, if there's anything that the primaries taught us, it's that neither she nor Bernie were willing to do that.
Yes! So topical! Pump it in my veins!
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is? Oh wait, we're Ryan. Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan. You told me all about those overpriced wireless providers. How there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out. Pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile accounts.
Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you have? You can have. Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Is Freddie stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
You mentioned 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Them. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, AuraFrames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.